Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Expanding technology in baseball. I was off yesterday, but you guys had Trevor Williams on. He had this to say on being the idea of being mic'd up during games.
Well, we extended the olive branch and we said, look, mic us up. We're more than happy to do that because now's the time to connect with fans. I believe that we're going to have some, like what we were doing in spring training before the shutdown happened. We had maybe two or three guys on both sides be mic'd up for the entire game. Since there's going to be no fans, I say let's put just field mics everywhere and just have a commentator every once in a while, but kind of just listen to what the guys on the field have to say. It's a part of the game that the fans don't get to see or hear very often unless you're sitting up close. But if you have hot mics and field mics, you're really going to see how and understand how certain guys' brains work during the game.
Yeah, it's a great idea to have live mics, as many as you can, hot mics, if you can get players to agree to it. It's also a great idea I saw during a Brewers inter-squad scrimmage over the weekend, Colin. They had, I believe it was it Omar Narvaez or Manny Pena, whoever was catching, had a camera strapped to the front of him. And so you got the catcher's point of view on every single pitch. Those are the kinds of inventive and creative things baseball has to do this summer.
Right. I mean, they have an opportunity to seize whatever they can with a 60-game schedule. They don't, you know, football is football. It is what it is. That's become the pastime. I don't understand why baseball can't look itself in the mirror and say, make us as much like a video game as we can. Why the owners, why the players, why the networks just can't get together and say, give us our coverage the way we're missing out on younger people. Why not? And I saw that from the Brewers thing. It was on Twitter and it was fabulous. Give us that, or at least give us the option to have that. You know, how many people will look at that on the internet if they want to, or have a second? I don't need that every pitch, but give it to me a lot, or give it to me as an option. Or give me a lot of like with the All-Star game or spring training stuff. Players mic'd up. I guess, you know, the argument's going to be, well, if they swear we're in real time, well, I don't know. I guess then, you know, at least have them mic'd up and then run it back a lot and do that.
Yeah, that's the first option, is have as many guys mic'd up as you can and as many different camera views as you can and be ready to play that stuff back at a moment's notice if you can't take it live. The other thing you can do is, you can give it to people live on a feed, say, via an app. You know, yesterday, for example, I had whatever soccer game was on. I think it was Man United and Southampton. And I'm watching it, and I noticed the piped-in crowd noise in the background. I was like, you know what? I don't want the piped-in crowd noise. I went to the NBC app, and I watched it with the natural sound because that's the way I wanted to watch. You could do this very same thing for the NHL or Major League Baseball or whoever this summer and say, hey, if you want, be warned, it's uncensored, but if you want the live audio, on-field audio, go to this app and listen to it there and have it as a part of your feed or have, you know, all the different camera views on one screen. This is the opportunity to really engage people in it. And like you said, give it to us like a video game. You know, we talk about the NASCAR presentation all the time and what a great job they do with all the numbers on the screen, and you got the scroll that tells you everybody's running position, and then you got the drone camera coming in. That's what these more traditional sports need to do this summer.
Well, the problem is that that Major League Baseball will try to monetize it. They'll charge you for it. They'll charge you $5 a month or something for it, and that's not the way to go. People, they need to realize that they need eyes on their product right now. I don't know. It feels like this from camera. Now, I get like the super slow-mo when there's something at first base and it's a close play, but it's going to be reversed anyway. You know, it's going to go to replay. I get that there's been some advancement, but it feels like I've been watching the same pitcher to batter angle in baseball from offset center field since I was a little kid. I'm not getting a whole lot more. I'm getting that K-zone kind of stuff, and I'm getting velocity. I'm getting exit velocity on hits. But what am I getting from the players? What am I getting inside those lines? I don't know if I'm getting much more.
And think about it. When you play a video game, for example, I'll use a baseball video game as an example. When you're actually playing it, if you have the hitter's vantage point, right? You see the pitches, it's coming in from the mound. And that's what the younger generations are more accustomed to. They may be more used to watching the game that way if they play more video games than watch live baseball from that perspective. And what I saw from the Brewers inner squad over the weekend, it just struck me, because you get the actual feel for how fast the game can be from 60 feet 6 inches. And that, I think, would really enlighten people to just how active the game is. You know, you hear the catcher talking maybe to the batter, things like that. There's an opportunity there. There's lots of opportunities for baseball to open people's eyes this summer, especially in light of the PR hit they took in the back and forth and all the financial and economic arguments. They have an opportunity. I hope they take advantage of it this summer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.